Oh, it's another week. It's another week. Week what? Week 13 of the NFL season, I believe. Let me double check. Sports Mass Collective, episode 62. Listen, to quote the great Kevin Brennan, I wasn't even going to do a show today. To quote Kevin Brennan, but we'll do a quickie. We're going to get it in real quick here. I had to do it. We can't miss a week. We've come this far, folks. Short notice, basically no notice, frankly. So this is for the rewatchers. We'll see if anybody comes in live. That's all right. But yes, yeah, so no notice Sunday pre 1 o'clock show, but we got to pick the games. We're going to do a quickie today. I got shit to do. Hashtag real job. It's the Rodman jersey, just so you all know at home. Yes, week 13 of the NFL. My God, let's put a nail in the Jets season and let's never speak of them again. Why does it say Stancil Jim? I don't like that at all. Whatever, I don't know how to do anything. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Nothing really matters. But don't get me started on that. That's for another day. We don't have time for that today about how nothing matters and I'm homeless. But anywho, I'm the really most miserable person in the land. Some other people make too much money. They aren't even miserable anymore. But that's for another show as well. I'm the king of misery these days. I am misery. But I'm a man of my word. I wasn't going to do a show, but here we are. I said, fuck it. I'll never let the people down. But we're going to pick the games. We're going to do a quickie. Before we get to that, let's put a nail in the Jets season, like I said. The Jets season, for all intent and purposes, is over. With another just embarrassing loss last week. It's just the same old, same old. So let's just, I mean, another absolutely inept offensive game last week. It's the same story every week this year. And in the end, because this is the last time I'm going to open the show with a salvo about the Jets because the season's over. This is the last week this is going to happen. So get your fill here, folks, because the season's over. The Jets will essentially, you're going to need six wins. It's looking like you're going to need six losses or less, maybe seven losses in the AFC to make the playoffs. Unless the Jets can run the table, the Jets are 4-7 as it is. So unless the Jets think that we're going to run the table, it's over. So we're not going to pretend it's not. And in the end, just like the Mets, just like the Jets, another lost season, another wasted year. If you're a diehard, lifelong Jets fan like me, you've seen this movie a million times now, and it's really old. But we just know what to expect. It's amazing. I say to my Jets fans with Travis last week joined us. He'll join us again before the year's over, I'm sure. We want to say it's unbelievable, but it's totally believable. It's just the same story every year. Doesn't matter the coach. Doesn't matter the personnel. Underachieving, inept offense, loudmouth coaches and players with nothing to back it up in the end. And it happened again this year, 2023, another lost year, another waste of time if you're a Jets and Mets fan, for that matter. It's unbelievable, but yet totally believable. So we're not going to waste too much time. I will say this, under no circumstance can Aaron Rodgers play behind this offensive line this year. Unless they somehow run the table in the last game of the year to get him in the playoffs, then I'll allow it because that's why he's here. Other than that, there is no way Aaron Rodgers can take the field behind this offensive line. There is no way this coach should be back next year. He proved that he's a defensive coordinator this year. He's not a head coach. It's a joke. Just talk. It has no adjustments made all year. I understand our offensive line stinks. I understand Zach Wilson wasn't supposed to be the quarterback, but they didn't even bother looking into other backups. You saw around the league how many other backups are playing for teams and are winning games because the personnel around them, as I said all this year, with our great defense, if we just had some sort of serviceable quarterback, not even good, just a serviceable backup quarterback this year, we would have won a few more games. We'd be in playoff contention still, even with this offensive line. But no adjustments made. They got to get a backup for next year. They have to get a viable backup. It's not Zach Wilson, obviously. So assuming Rodgers is healthy for next year, A, they need to put everything in our offensive line for 2024. You can't have Aaron Rodgers playing behind this offensive line. B, you need a serviceable backup because, as you see, it's the NFL. Quarterbacks go down. It's normal. That's the norm in the NFL these days. And that's really – I'm not wasting much time on the Jets because if you watch the show, it's the same thing I've been saying every week. It's it's the same old story. Obviously, we're going to pick the games this week. I'll touch on that a little more. Go around the league real quick. And then get to my, of course, power rankings, which everybody lives for. And then we're going to get to the games and get out of here quick this week. But at least we're here. I did a show. Consistency is key, even for homeless people. The Eagles-Bills game last week lived up to the hype. Fun game. Eagles, again, another game they pull out. The Eagles are 10-1. And I still don't even know if they're good. You got to give them the credit because they win the games. That's not even a knock. But you look at their numbers. You look how much they outscored by other teams. You look at their second half numbers. How long they trail in games. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out tonight. We'll find out this evening with the Eagles 49ers. We'll get to that when we do the games. But the Eagles Bills last week was a fun one. The Cowboys Seahawks on Thursday night was a wild game. Cowboys survived. Cowboys putting up 41 there. And what a surprise. Oh, who is that said Geno Smith is a good quarterback until push comes to shove and he's not? Oh, that's right. That's Stancil Stradamus who's been saying that since he was a Jet. Geno Smith is a decent quarterback, but when push comes to shove, he makes terrible decisions under pressure. He doesn't win when push comes to shove. And once again on Thursday, proving me right. I mean, what else is new? Please, folks. Stancil Stradamus. My God. Patriots have hit a new low. It's unbelievable. I mean, I mean, Belichick deserves to come back if he wants, but I can't imagine he would want to come back. I mean, as I've said before, I keep saying the match made in heaven for Belichick would be going to the San Diego next year with Justin Herbert. I mean, that's got championship written all over it, but we'll see what happens. But you heard it here first, and I've been saying that for a while. The Jags-Texans last week, I told you that was the game of the week. And again, Stancil Stradamus was right. Jags-Texans, great game. Two young quarterbacks. Jags pulled it out. Or didn't they? Who gives a fuck? I forget. But it was a fun game. I don't have a producer. I do everything on my own. It doesn't matter. We don't fact check. It's a comedy sports podcast. We're past 10 minutes, so I can say curse words now. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. You're going to have to watch to find the fuck out. All right. Power rankings going into week 13. Some people may not like this, but you're going to hear it anyway because it's the fucking truth. Number one, Eagles at 10-1. You got to give it to them. They win games. As I said, I don't know. I'm still not sold on them. I don't even think they're a great team, but they're 10-1, and they continue to pull out games, so you can't knock them. Two, I got the Ravens. Ravens are a scary, scary team between the offense and the defense. And that's the reason they're number two. Chiefs at three, of course. I got the Cowboys at four. Cowboys have looked really good the last few weeks. Dak Prescott all of a sudden in the MVP conversation. And then again with a big win Thursday. Listen, doing what they have to do. I got the Dolphins at five. And then I got the Niners at six. I said it all year. This is not even a knock on the Niners. I've watched them play a good amount. There's just something missing there. Maybe it's Brock Purdy. Maybe I'm just not sold on Brock Purdy. I'm not totally sold on that defense. So that's why they're six. Listen, a win today against the Eagles, those Niners are going to jump way up. They'll show me something. We'll touch on that when we get to the game. I got the Jags at seven, and I got the Lions holding on at eight for the power rankings going into week 13. Now, I told you it's going to be a quick one, abbreviated one. The fact that we're here is a blessing. I may never be back again. I may not have internet. I mean, I live in my car. Starting Tuesday, I live in my car, folks. So we'll see whatever happens. This is real drama, not manufactured bullshit like on this all this other crap, Dabbleverse and this verse, that verse, this super chat, that super chat. We do real fucking shit over here. Speaking of real fucking shit, I'll be back. I'm going back to Gebhard's Tuesday. Enough of this fucking, all these hacks in their living room doing shows. I'm out in the world. Ski Mask is having truckers in his king size bed. What else do you people want? Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not now you're here? That's why we're here. Not this fucking Zoom call bullshit all these hacks have adapted to. We're out here doing real shit. Anywho, you know what the fucking music means, you pieces of shit. That means it's time for the picks for week 13 of the NFL season of our year of our Lord Jesus H. Christ 2023. Here we go. Let's bang through them. We'll get you guys out of here and go pull on your PUDs. Here we go. By the way, is anybody going to talk about how Dak Prescott yells, "Here we go," before he hikes the ball every time? Watch the game. Go watch any clip from this year. Okay, here we go. Hey, here we go. Hey. It's pretty funny. I don't know. I think it's funny, but I'm retarded. All right. Colts at Titans. Who gives a fuck? Jonathan Taylor is out. Titans are going nowhere. Colts are 6-5. They think they're going somewhere. They're not. But the fact that they think so, it's a -2.5. Give me the Colts -2.5 in Tennessee, and let's move on. Talk about move on. Talk about yuck. Charger, Gino Bisconti's Chargers at the 2-9 Patriots. Patriots getting 5.5 at home. The Chargers are a mess, but the Chargers have to win this game. I mean, if the Chargers lose this game, I don't know. I mean, to lose to a team with no quarterbacks on the Patriots, no talent, just listless, a ship without a sail in the water, as we watermen say. Yeah, the Chargers have to win this game. I don't care. It's -5.5. They should win by much more than a touchdown. Give me the Chargers -5.5 in New England. The 8-3 Lions at the 5-6 Saints. The Saints, I thought they had a little juice early in the year with Kamara and Michael Thomas, and they have David Carr, right? Right? No, I don't fucking know. Who fucking cares? The point is, the Saints aren't going anywhere. The Lions are. Lions actually kind of need this game. They got some people creeping up on them in their division there. And the Lions are only -3.5. Give me the Lions -3.5 on the road today in New Orleans. Here we go. As Dak Prescott would say, here we go. We got the Falcons at the Jets. Jets getting 3.5 at home. I got a bet on my Jets getting 3.5. I think it'll be a sad game. It's raining and windy, very rainy and windy here. I'm looking outside right now. Live boots on the ground reporting from here in the metro area. It's going to be a nasty game. This is the game that plays into the Jets' game plan. Let's ground and pound. Let's let the defense win the game. I see the Jets winning, 16-13 or 16-12 or 8, you know, something some disgusting score against another listless team, the Falcons. So give me my boys, the Jets at home plus 3.5. Let them pretend they still have a chance, but they don't. Give me the Jets at home plus 3.5. The 2-10 Cardinals at the 7-4 Steelers. The Steelers, folks, the Steelers are going to make the playoffs, if you can believe that or not. And they don't, they haven't, they just, again, they just win these games. And that's credit to Mike Tomlin, I think. I think what you see in Pittsburgh is what you get with a good coach, where you win games where you shouldn't. Whereas here in New York, we lose games when we should win them. Yeah, and the Cardinals, another disgusting NFC team. Now, the Steelers are minus 5.5. A little bit much, but I do think they cover. Give me the Steelers at home. Minus five and a half. And they just win anyway. Going to 8-4. The Steelers on their way to the playoffs. Dolphins at the Commanders. Commanders getting 9.5 at home. The Commanders have a terrible, terrible defense. The Dolphins, as we know, have a high-powered offense. This is made for the Dolphins. I'm taking the 9.5, and I'm taking the Dolphins minus the 9.5. Look for the Dolphins. The Dolphins may put up 50 today. The Commanders are that bad on defense, and their offense isn't that great either, which means the Dolphins' offense are going to be on the field. Yeah, this is a match made in heaven for that Dolphins offense. If you have take the over on any of the DraftKings bets for the Dolphins players on offense. The Dolphins are about to have a day down in D.C. So get those parlays in, folks. Dolphins, by the way, that'll move them to 9-3. Interesting game here, which you wouldn't have thought not too long ago. The 6-5 Broncos going to the 6-5 Texans. I've been saying it for a while now. C.J. Stroud, the next great quarterback. I mean, I think he's proved that now. I was saying it weeks ago. C.J. Stroud, listen, still a rookie, still makes some mistakes. And if you notice, I watch the highlights a lot. He has getting a little bit cocky with some of the throws he's been making the last few weeks. On one hand, if you're a Texans fan, that's good. He's getting comfortable. On the other hand, that was kind of why he was doing so well up to this point, was not making rookie mistakes. So we'll see what happens there. Broncos are red hot right now. After a terrible start, the Dolphins putting 70 up on him. Sean Payton, in the end, proving, as I said last week, he had talked all that shit about Nathaniel Hackett, and he was goddamn right. Hackett's proved to be a hack. Payton's proved to be a real coach, as we know. So I think this will be a fun game. A game at the, 4 weeks ago looked like a dud between the Broncos and the Texans. All of a sudden, very interesting in the AFC. Both teams 6-5 down in Houston. So Houston is laying 3.5. I'm going to take the Broncos and the points. The veteran quarterback, Russell Wilson, I think it's going to be a close game. And those close games, you want the veteran. But it'll be interesting. So if you have the availability to watch that game or whatever you call it in your area, that's going to be one. Or if you just have an illegal link and fuck the feds, that's going to be a fun game, I think, to keep your eyes on. The Broncos and Texans down in Houston. Let's move on to the 4 o'clock window. We got the Panthers at the Buccaneers. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? Buccaneers are laying 5.5. Part of me wants to take the Panthers with the points there, but they really are bad. And the Tampa Bay is home. They still have some weapons there. I guess I got to take the Bucs. I got to take the Bucs at home, right? You got to take them even minus the 5.5. All right, I'll take the Bucs at home. We got the Browns at the Rams. Browns on their third string quarterback, still winning. See what happens, Jets, when you have serviceable backups and a great defense. So the Browns have, by the numbers, the best defense in the league. You still win games. Browns 7-4 at the Rams 5-6. Listen, the Rams have a little mojo there with Stafford, Freeman, the running back. Obviously, I don't give a fuck. It's a comedy podcast. I forget the name of the wide receivers. It doesn't matter. Rams are laying 4.5 at home. You got to take the Browns here because of the defense. But that could also, I foresee that one being a close game as well. Unlike college, by the way. Unlike college football, that fucking sucks. Week in and week out. We had a championship Saturday yesterday where out of the first six games, only two of them were one-score games. And these are the championship games. College football fucking stinks. They have a bazillion teams and still only four make the playoffs. And it's the same three out of four teams every year. I mean, I get it if it's your alma mater or if you're from the Midwest and there's nothing to do but fart in your couch and watch football on Saturday of why you would care about college football. But anybody else that cares about college football, caring about college football is almost to the level of caring about soccer if you're American. It's just like, why watch the farm team when you could watch the real thing on Sunday? As I always say, each team has an NFL player or two, and they just totally blast these high school all-stars that they're playing against. Anywho, yeah, so I got to take the Browns getting 4.5. Getting 4.5 with the best defense in the league. I understand their third-string quarterback. But I'm going to take the Browns plus the 4.5 on the road against the Rams. Here you go. Here's your game of the week, folks. The San Francisco 49ers at 8-3 going to the shithole of mouth-breathing retards down there in Philadelphia to play the 10-1 Eagles. Eagles at 10-1 getting 2.5 at home. I guess I'm the only person who sees the Niners for what they are, as a good team but not a great team. But I guess we'll find out today. This game can go a few ways. I think and I hope for all of us this is going to be a close game. Hence another reason I'm taking the Eagles with the points. Because as much as the Eagles haven't blown a lot of people away, as I say, keep saying, they find ways to win games. So if it is a close game, another reason I like the Eagles, and they're getting the points. Now, listen, if the 49ers go in there, if I'm the 49ers, coaches, players, captains, whatever, this is all the motivation is of a statement game here. Both in the NFC, Eagles knocked them out of the playoffs last year, a revenge game. Everybody's sucking the Eagle cock, the bird cock of the Eagles. I mean, the Niners should have all the motivation in the world. So listen, if the Niners go in there and beat the Eagles any kind of easily, if it's not a close game, that's what I need. Put it that way. What I need to see from the 49ers, if they want to surpass the Eagles in my holy power rankings next week, I got to see the Niners go in there and make a statement. If they go in there and barely pull it out or lose, of course, they are who I thought they were, essentially. I don't believe in Brock Purdy. I don't believe he can take them to promised land, but prove me wrong. So if I'm the Niners, you got to go in there and make a statement. If you're the Eagles, same thing. People like me. Yeah, they're 10-1, but they haven't overly impressed. Go impress me and beat the Niners easily. But I think, as an All-American athlete and just a general sports guy, I mean, Jesus, look at... Oh, listen, folks. Well, let me finish this game. Then I'll tell you my workout from this morning. It's really no big deal. Give me the Eagles at home. But a lot riding on this game, not necessarily directly record-wise, but in the view of the public eye, in the view of Stancil's eye, which is the most important thing, I think I'm going to learn a lot from this game, hopefully. I'll be at work, #realjob, so I won't be able to necessarily watch it live. But we're going to learn a lot from this Niners-Eagles game either way. So I'm taking the Eagles getting points, a 10-1 team getting points. Thank you, Vegas. I mean, If you want me to be hyperbolic about it, this is almost a lock of the week. Give me a 10-1 team plus the points. But where was I? Yes! We lifted buys and what did we do this morning, you ask? Before I get to the last two games, what was the workout today? Oh, don't worry, I'll tell you. Ran 3 miles, lifted buys and tries. Now we warm up with reverse grip pull-ups. Then we do reverse grip assisted pull-ups, because you don't want to put too much weight on the money makers right off the bat, folks. You do assisted reverse grips, just 2 sets of these, just a warm-up. And you do unassisted dips. Now, unassisted for me, because look at these things, because absolutely look at those traps, unbelievable. That's even in bad lighting. That's the warm-up, 2 sets of that. Then we're going to go barbell, not dumbbell, barbell single-arm curls, because it makes your muscles, your fast twitch muscles fire off, balancing. We did barbell single arm curls. We supersetted that with Superman flies, where you lean on a bench and Superman fly extensions, lean on a bench and extend all the way. Remember, folks, small movements with the triceps. You don't need full range here. We're not doing that. The money maker is in that. The money maker is when you lock it out up top. That's when you're firing off those tries, baby. So don't do too much movement on the tries, folks. Single arm dumbbell curls into Superman extensions, into dumbbell hammer curls, into ground tri extensions. When you're on the ground, hands on the ground and pushing yourself up, unbelievable. And then, of course, we finished off on the cables. We did the rope leaning forward away from the cable tri extensions. The machine is behind me. We're pulling out the ropes here, folks. Oh, then we're going the classic preacher curl, cable curls, of course. And then we go to the reverse grip tri-extension. So we have the bar up here, and we pull down, and we pull down. And then we finish it off. We finish it off with the 45-pound plate curls. Grab the plate. Thumbs out, thumbs out. Thumbs in, you get the forearms involved. Thumbs out, we're keeping it all on the money makers, big dog. You fucking cucks, keep fucking talking. Daddy's here. Here we go, as Dak Prescott would say. Here you go. Anywho, and then we did an hour on the elliptical. You fucking lazy hacks. Now the Sunday night game, of course. Kansas City goes to Green Bay. Green Bay thinks they're going somewhere. They're not. I believed in them earlier in the year. Aaron Jones is out. Kansas City, -6.5, I don't love, but they're going to win by a touchdown or more. Give me the Chiefs, -6.5. And one more. Oh, my God. At the buzzer, we're doing a quick one. I wasn't even expecting any chats, nor. Because this is a real show where I don't just sit around and read other people's words. I actually use my own, unlike a lot of these other shows. Anywho, ACDC 5150 499. Thank you, sir. My high school football coach used to yell at us in the weight room that curls are for the girls. That's right. I bet Newt Rockne never spoke those genius words. I love it. Curls for the girls. Yeah, I had a coach. That when you made a big play, he would say, "Throw the U's up." Throw the U's up, meaning do this. Get it? Throw the U's up. A U. Yeah. Throw them U's up. Throw the U's up. Thanks, ACDC. We'll leave that up there to take us home. And the Monday night game, a Monday night game, which a few weeks ago would have been a barn burner. Burrow is out. The Bengals are middling. Who else is out? I believe Chase. Higgins is out. Chase is playing but injured. The Jags are laying 8.5, though, which I don't love. You know I believe in the Jags. If you watch the show, you know I believe in Trevor Lawrence. I don't love the 8.5, but I do think they're going to cover. Monday night. Give me the Jags -8.5 at home, and that'll move them to 9-3. That's it, folks. I told you it was going to be a quick one last week. Thank you to our one super chatter. I didn't beg because I don't beg because I'm a real goddamn man. Ski Mask did the wonderful historical SMC with the great Rickosaurus from his king-size bed. Go watch that if you're bored while you're watching football. I think I have a feeling I will be doing, I'll be on Compound Media Tuesday. For the usual, join me, please. 12:40 or so is the pregame live where I walk around the city doing asinine things. Last week we went shopping at Macy's. 1:30, the dump. 2:15 in hot water with the lightning rod that is Gino Bisconti. And then stay tuned after that, folks, because if all things hold, I'm going back to Gebhardt's. And I'm going to stand outside the window. Now that I know what his shot looks like, now that I know what the screen looks like, I'm going to be outside the window at Gebhardt's during Opie's show, not in my living room doing Zoom shows, not reading super chats, not snipe streaming, not watching clips. I'm going to be out in the fucking streets doing real fucking shows, you fucking pieces of shit. I love you all. Enjoy the football. See you next week. Count all the votes. Genghis Khan was right.